Whether it's a prairie, an endless farmscape, or even a desert, the flat places of Earth can offer you a lot more than their reputation as flyover country suggests. But you have to be willing to listen to what the land is trying to tell you. Coming up on today's Travel with Rick Steves, Robert Reed explains how to look for hidden treasure from your feet to the horizon in a vast, flat landscape. It's hard to believe it's already been a generation since the fall of communism in Europe. Guides from Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic bring us sightseeing tips for the kind of places in their countries that retain the look and the feel of that bygone era. Who would have thought that Soviet bloc communism would become a tourist attraction? Let's start with a different twist on the intercultural marriage topic that we've explored from time to time here on the show. What's it like for a national of another country to marry an American? What kind of cultural clashes will they deal with? Let's find out. Italian David Tordi is a tour guide and a musician. He met his American wife, Daria, while she was studying abroad in Florence. Now they live in Orvieto, in central Italy. And Roy Nichols is a frequent guest on the program, telling us about historical Britain. He and his American wife, Jody, live in Dorset, in the southwest of England. Roy, tell us how you and Jody met.
I met Jody while she was on holiday in England in 1991. I visited her when I came to the US the following year. And we were married about 6 months later. And ever since then, apart from a few months at the beginning, we've lived in England. And I say we're coming up to our 25th anniversary.
And David?
Yes, I met my wife Daria in 2007. She was studying abroad in Florence. She's from Boston, so she had a semester abroad for architecture and interior design. Daria is a cousin to one of my best friends from South Carolina that I had met long time ago, because Haken, South Carolina, and Orvieto, my hometown, are a sister city for a cultural exchange. So when we were kids, we met. Anyway, she was in Florence, and she was looking for a place to go for a weekend, and he said, well, call David. He knows it all about the area. And he put us in touch, and we started instant messaging, and now we're married.
And now you're married. And you and Daria live in Orvieto?
We live in Orvieto, yes.
So you've decided to live in Italy rather than America?
Yes. We're very comfortable there. She has her own business. She's a graphic designer. She's very happy. I'm very happy. She decided to go to Orvieto, and it was the easiest thing for me.
So American and Italian, how is the connection? Is there any sort of, there must be a few interesting lessons to learn.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of fun going on. In our families, the two of us, we have no kids yet, but every day is like a comedian show.
Yeah,
because
so?
we joke a lot with each other, you know, with our stereotypes, and lots of them are confirmed on a daily basis. The way Italians interact in the house, the way Americans think about this is big. Like we go to the grocery and I look at something, oh, that's very big. She's like, that's tiny. Oh, really? So then when I see it in America, it's huge, actually.
So you can understand a few of the cultural differences.
Yes.
Roy, when you think back on nearly 25 years ago when you had your wedding, and we had the challenges of a wedding in one culture, are there challenges even more so when you have two cultures together in your experience?
I think there is. You might think that the British and the Americans, I think it was Mark Twain that said, two peoples divided by a common language. So you might think there isn't the same differences, certainly as far as language is concerned, mm-hmm. when we both speak a form of English. Mm-hmm. But we are actually foreign to each other, and it's surprising how many issues that Jody had to deal with when she did move to Britain.
Such as?
Quite small things sometimes, emphasis on things, social attitudes. I do remember one of the first times she wanted to bake a cake. So she decided to go off to the local grocery store and get all the ingredients. And she came back in floods of tears because she didn't know what to buy. Because, for instance, sugar. In America, you just buy sugar. In Britain, we have granulated sugar, caster sugar, demerara sugar, muscovado sugar. And she didn't know which sorts to use. And she came back in floods of tears. Self-raising flour, plain flour, bread flour, strong flour. All she wanted to do was make a cake. And it's those small things that tend to remind us that we are still foreign to each other. But there are cultural differences. Focus on sort of social attitudes, social issues, things mm-hmm. like that, the way we do things, not just driving on the left-hand side of the road.
So it's more than just what we think of, oh, they drink a lot of tea and they drive on the other side of the road.
Exactly.
David, when you think back to your marriage, were there any challenges presented beyond the normal challenges of putting a wedding together? When you think about the wedding, what cultural challenges were added to the mix?
Well, American weddings are very different than Italian weddings, as a lot of people know. We tend to do huge parties that never end. We go to bed the next morning. In some areas of Italy, you never go to bed for 3 days in a row, and there's always people coming and going. While American weddings are much more, to us, structured and formal, meaning that everything is exactly happening the right moment. In Italy, there's a lot of improvisation.
Once in a while, did you have to say, Daria, let it go.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Fortunately, she's very open-minded, and she loved the Italian style. So we had our wedding in Cape Cod. Then we had a party, a big Italian party back at home in an agriturismo near Orvieto.
So you did it on both sides of the Atlantic.
Yeah, because most Italians couldn't make it. So we dressed up again for the whole Italian crew and had a big party.
Nice. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Roy Nichols from England and David Tordi from Orvieto in Italy, talking about marrying Americans. David, would you say your marriage with Daria has taught you things about America you wouldn't know otherwise?
Oh, yes.
What's an example?
Many. For example, I didn't know that a dryer was such a big deal for Americans, because Italians have no dryers. And the first thing my wife said when we moved in to our new apartment, which was completely empty, she was like, okay, now we need to buy a dryer. And I'm like, we don't even have a bed. What are you talking about? Like, no, we need a dryer. I'm like, this is the sunniest country, one of the sunniest countries in the world. Like, we don't need dryers. So finally we got a dryer for the house, and we still have it, and it works, and I adapted to it.
So Roy, when Jody, your wife, moved in, you guys ran a B&B, didn't you, in the countryside for a while?
Quite a few years, about five or six years.
I always picture you living in an idyllic small-town English setting.
And we did for a long time.
Was that something that was sort of the dream of Jody, and then was the reality just as wonderful?
Well, I think there's always a honeymoon period, because like a lot of Americans might be, she was overwhelmed by the beauty of the countryside and the quaintness of it all. But of course, reality kicks in.
Because I could imagine being so, I'm going to move into this little thatched fantasy, but then you find out there's bugs under the thatch.
Well, we didn't have bugs under the thatch, but it is any old house is a problem to keep maintained. I think the most difficult thing that she's had to deal with is she's known as the American. Because like a lot of small towns, and we live in a small village now, but it was the same when we lived in the town.
25 years later, she's still known as the American.
Well, yes, because they're unusual. She's very popular. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows who she is. But she'll always be the American. The fact that she's been married to me for 25 years.
Is that a good thing for Jody, or is that a drag for her?
I think she finds it frustrating, because she wants to be identified in a different way by this stage. Huh. It's so funny, because often people say to her, that's a very unusual accent. Are you from Ireland or Scotland, or are you Canadian? And she just tells everybody it's a local accent, which confuses them completely.
That would really confuse me if someone in England was an American saying that. David, what about Daria? Is she considered the American in the town, or has she completely become a local?
No, she is the American in town, because she's tall, blonde, she has Swedish and English origin, so she doesn't look Italian at all, and she'll always be the American married to David in town.
She must speak Italian, though.
She speaks good Italian. Yeah. Every day, better and better. She speaks almost fluent Italian. She has her own business. She's very good at learning languages.
Now, as an Italian, and I would imagine a proud Italian, what character traits of Italy has Daria spliced into her life that you're thankful for?
You know, the concept of personal space, in my opinion, is very different between Italians and Americans. In Italy, we interact much closer from the beginning. Like if I meet you on the street, after 25 seconds, we're talking to each other very closely, like very closely. While in America, it's much farther, like this. So it takes a little longer to become friends. Now she's very Italian.
So she's got that social distance down.
She learned the concept of personal space, in my opinion. And she learned how to snap at the waiter. The first time I was in Boston visiting her, I snapped at the waiter, calling him for attention because I wanted to order something. And I was like, cameriere. And she's like, don't do that. It's terrible.
That is terrible. You can get away with that in Italy?
Oh, yeah. No, you can.
Is that right?
You should do it, actually. Otherwise, the waiter will never come there, and you're there until 2 a.m.
Right. So your wife is enjoying embracing the Italian culture. Does she cook well?
She cooks very well, and it's great that she cooks a lot of international dishes. Most Italians don't cook international. They cook local. So my mom and my aunts and cousins, they're all learning.
And she can get what she needs in Orvieto to make the Mexican she went.
Most things, and there are a couple of big stores in bigger towns not far.
Our guests on Travel with Rick Steves are David Tordi from Orvieto in Italy and Roy Nichols from Dorset in rural England. They each married an American, and they're letting us in on how the cultural differences with their wives add a little spark to their lives. Roy Nichols, what character traits of the British has Jodie embraced and picked up that you're thankful
for? Probably the opposite from what David's telling. Mm-hmm. Jodie's become more reserved, more inclined to personal space than Americans would be, because if you think Americans like their personal space, of course the British are famous for that even more so. So more reserved, less likely to share her family's history with complete strangers, which does often seem to be an American trait.
That is an American trait. So Jodie has become a little less casual and informal with strangers.
She's certainly become more formal. She still has that American ability to, yeah, to talk to a complete stranger and be part of their family within minutes.
If you put us on a spectrum that way, in this social distance and in that sort of informality, we'd be on a spectrum with Italy, America, and England. And both of your American wives have gone into your zone of the spectrum.
Well, it's a matter of having to adapt to the society and the culture you live in.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Roy Nichols and David Torti from England and from Italy about marrying Americans. Roy, if you were going to give some advice to an American falling in love with an Englishman, what advice would you give her?
To realize that it isn't going to be always a daydream, that reality does kick in, and like all societies, has its pros and cons.
David Torti, any advice for any American considering falling in love with an Italian?
Relax and to not overthink and marry the Italian perspective of life, which is very relaxed compared to the American daily perspective.
So be real about the culture.
Yes.
This has been so fun. Roy Nichols and David Torti, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Best wishes and give our best wishes to Daria and Jodie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The possibilities are more than I can possibly enumerate. That's why you fascinate me so.
We'll look at places where you can get an idea of life during the communist years of Eastern Europe in just a bit. Up next on Travel with Rick Steves, Robert Reed tells us how to fall in love with the flatlands of our world. Instead of finding them boring, he says it's where you can enjoy some breathing room and perspective without those mountains getting in the way of the view. We're at 877-333-7425 and radio at ricksteves.com. That's our email address.